Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Closing arguments underway today at Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman is on our news line. Ricky, the defense presented only one witness this morning?
Yes, and it was really dealing with the aspects of Andrea Constant, who, of course, is the accuser of Bill Cosby for sexual assault. And it was really to have the detective go back and look at the relationship of Andrea Constant and Bill Cosby, particularly that they had seen each other before at Foxwoods before this alleged assault.
No shock that Cosby himself didn't take the stand?
No shock to me. I mean, if I were representing Bill Cosby, I would have been kicking and screaming if he wanted to overrule me as his lawyer and take the witness stand, no matter how likable he might be, no matter how much celebrity he has, no matter how charming and how wonderful a memory people have of him on TV and as America's dad. The reality is, if he testified, he was going to open up the door to all of the issues that the defense has tried so hard to keep out. And what that means, of course, are all those other people who are out there in the wings, and some of them in the courtroom who have not been able to testify. They would all be able to come forward. And it would have really been a disaster, including the fact that I stand by my thought that he would have been convicted if he testifies, and if he had testified, he would have gotten the maximum sentence.
Well, in a way, the jury already kind of did hear from Cosby, right, in that deposition that wasn't too flattering for him.
Well, the problem with the deposition, of course, is there are excerpts from the deposition, and the experts are not flattering indeed. In that deposition, what the jury heard was about Bill Cosby's use of Quaaludes back in the 1970s. Let's remember that the accusation on trial here occurred in 2004 and involved Benadryl, not Quaaludes. So you've got all kinds of prejudicial information that came in the form of this deposition, and it made Bill Cosby look like what he said, which was he felt like a quote-unquote dirty old man. So to hear that side of Bill Cosby without being able to hear or see the other side of Bill Cosby was to his disadvantage. But that's part of the ruling that those excerpts could come in. Those are issues that are ripe for appeal if, in fact, Bill Cosby is convicted.
So, Ricky, the closing arguments are underway this afternoon. What does your gut tell you about this one?
Well, Brian McGonigal is the defense lawyer for Bill Cosby, and if I could beam myself up and put myself in this courtroom to have heard him, I really would have thought that it would have been a great education for me and others who have taught about closing arguments to lawyers. Brian McGonigal is known as one of the finest trial lawyers in Philadelphia. He is a showman, and from what I can have learned about his closing argument, he was a showman indeed. He whispered. He yelled. He hit things. He hit the furniture, just as I just did. And what he was there to do was to say that the allegations of Andrea Constant are nothing other than lies. He acknowledged Camille Cosby, the wife of Bill Cosby, in her first day in court, sitting there in support of her husband, and he actually turns to her and says, "I'm sorry, ma'am." He has wonderful lines. When you dance outside your marriage, you have to pay the band. He's skillful. He's just very, very skillful. But what he still had to do with that jury is to really make them believe that Andrea Constant was not mistaken. She was line. That's really a tough road to hoe, you know, and what he's got is he has 73 phone calls between them after the alleged assault. He has an 18-minute call, a 49-minute call, a 20-minute call to friends. Then she has mistaken the date by months of the sexual assault. He's got stuff to work with. But by and large, every expert who has talked about this case and who was in the courtroom felt that by and large, she was a very strong witness. So the jury either believes her or they don't.
We'll find out soon enough. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman, always great to have your insight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.